Our final speaker is Eric Shaw with Direct Action to Stop the War. He's one of the Oakland police victims who is specifically mentioned in the UN Human Rights Report. Eric Shaw.
A year ago on April 7th, as many people have already up here said, when the police attacked us for exercising our constitutional rights, it was not an isolated incident. Rather, it was part of a policy of profiling people based solely on the color of their skin and based solely on their cultural expression. It was part of a policy of intimidation which discouraged dissent and breaks down resistance. It was a part of a policy of violence and bloodshed that plagues our city streets, and is that same policy that's being exported to Iraq today. The UN report stands up to tell the United Nations, the United States, and the city of Oakland that the whole world is watching. Now, I served in the Marines during the first Gulf War, and I was told at that time that I was fighting for our constitutional rights, our American rights. Today, we have Marines and soldiers fighting right now in Iraq. Over 600 of them have lost their lives. 1,000 more have returned home wounded and maimed, fed the same line that they were fighting for their rights. When we return home to find out that our rights are being abridged and eroded, it's time that we bring our troops back home today. It's time that we bring our troops back home so we can stand beside them to reclaim and safeguard those American rights. Reclaim those American rights. On April 7th, Wednesday at April 7th, at 4 o'clock, we're going to meet at the police station. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to march back down through the ports so that we can tell the police of Oakland and Mayor Jerry Brown that we will not be intimidated. We will not just lay down our rights. We're going to continue to fight for those rights. And we're going to continue to fight for the rights of the people all over this world. We will not be intimidated. We will not be set upon. In 91, I joined to fight for our rights, and I'm going to continue to fight for those rights today. I hope that all the people of Oakland and our city streets can find heart, and knowing that we're going to fight for your rights. We're going to continue to resist brutality in our city streets and continue to resist the brutality that we see on the streets in Iraq. Thank you very much.